This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of Sherm Radio with me, Rakesh Sharma. We've been talking about all things work on Sherm Radio, and today we're going to be talking about the very first step, so to speak, of your work journey. Onboarding. It is as much of a stressful event for the employer as it is to the employee. Joining a new company is a lot like joining a new school. You don't know anyone, you don't know where things are and how things work. You want to be well prepared, but you also don't want to come off as too eager. Joining a new business is very tricky business indeed. And it's certainly no different for the employer. They want to put their best foot forward in welcoming the new entrants, putting their first foot forward. They want to showcase the organization in the best light possible. They want to let the new employees know about the rules of the organization while also fostering and encouraging the new joinees' creativity and independent thinking. Making this a smooth journey for both parties is a challenge that HR and internal communications teams across the world face on a regular basis. But it needn't be arduous, and it certainly does not need to be boring. So on this episode of Sherm Radio, we would like to explore ways in which different companies across India have made this transition period informative, yet not intimidating. On this episode of Sherm Radio, we will be talking about all things onboarding. And to help me discuss this a little bit further, we also have the CHRO of Make My Trip, Yuvraj Srivastav. All of that and more coming up on this episode of Sherm Radio with me, Rakesh Sharma.
You are listening to Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media. Podcasters for India Inc.
The Harvard Business Review in 2019 went on to say that one of the biggest reasons new hires don't work out is bad onboarding. When it is done well, onboarding lays the groundwork for the employee to settle into their role and thrive in that role. It should start ideally with the basics. Show the person around the office, help them understand the obvious things like where to park their car and so forth. But onboarding is so much more than that. Some of the most common onboarding challenges include lack of role clarity, challenges with expectations and results, managing change, issues of time management, issues with the manager, navigating the culture, and of course, handling personal transition and relocation. All of these are part of the onboarding process and not just what is sent in the package to welcome someone to the company. And this is clearly a problem that a lot of companies already recognize. In a survey of HR executives, just 29% indicated that they provided support for cultural familiarization, even though struggles with culture are still a huge reason newly arrived leaders go on to fail. This lack of onboarding follow-through has huge consequences for time to performance, derailment rates, and of course, talent retention. In another survey that is in fact listed on the Sherm website, a survey of 350 HR leaders in the United States found that organizations are not effectively onboarding their new hires at 76% of respondents' workplaces. Slightly less than half, that's about 47%, said their onboarding program successfully retains new hires. That is, well, less than half. Nearly a quarter, that is about 24% of respondents, said they have no onboarding program at all. That survey was conducted by Kronos, which is a workforce management technology provider, and HCI, which is Human Capital Institute, which is based in Cincinnati. The rationale for investing in onboarding is obviously quite strong. Starting a new job is exciting, but it's also full of apprehension and uncertainty. And this is where companies have to rise to the challenge to make the transition smooth and productive, because ultimately, happy employees make for a productive workplace. If there is a lot of uncertainty in the air about what their roles are, what the company culture is, and what is expected of them, it is obviously going to lead to poor performance and therefore poor productivity. Just orientation is not onboarding. This is where a lot of people get confused. Even when organizations develop onboarding programs, most don't meet their top goal. 62% of respondents in one survey said their primary goal with onboarding is to integrate employees with the workplace culture. But it is not proportionally reflected in the program's results. Culture integration accounts for just 30% of the onboarding process for managers and just 27% for non-managers. Instead, about 40% of the onboarding activities consist of completing paperwork, like filling out forms after forms and going over compliance documents. Respondents in this survey ranked reviewing rules and regulations, 75%, providing an overview of the company, 73%, and resource orientation, 62%, as the most practiced onboarding activities. But most of them sound like orientation activities rather than onboarding activities. And that is where a lot of retention issues come in. If you have not properly onboarded people, the journeys forward are not going to be as pleasant.
This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
There is a business case to be made for proper onboarding, resulting in better profits indeed for the companies. Statistics compiled by Clickboarding, which is an onboarding software company in Minnesota, show the value of a structured onboarding process or program. The results from that survey include the fact that 69% of employees are more likely to stay with a company for 3 years if they experienced great onboarding. New employees who went through a structured onboarding program were 58% more likely to be with the organization after 3 years. Organizations with a standard onboarding process experience 50% greater new hire productivity. So clearly, there is a use case for better onboarding. And if you want to know more about it, read a book called Onboarding New Employees, Maximizing Success by Talia Bauer, PhD, which is part of the Sherm Foundation's Effective Practicing Guidelines series. Bauer identified 4 distinct levels of onboarding, from least to most effective. Compliance is the first level. At this level, HR teaches new employees about legal and policy-related issues. Basic. Next level, clarification. HR makes sure that new employees understand their new role along with the related expectations. Then there is culture. HR focuses on exposing new hires to the organizational values and norms. And finally, connection. HR connects new hires to personal relationships and information networks. 4 C's: compliance, clarification, culture, and connection, from least to most effective. Similarly, Yuvraj Srivastav, whom I spoke to for this podcast, gave us his 3 I's about a good onboarding process. He also emphasizes just how important the 4th C, this connection, making personal relationships with the people who are joining your new company, is so essential. My chat about what a good onboarding process looks like in the eyes of Mr. Yuvraj Srivastav, CHRO of Make My Trip, coming up next.
You are listening to Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
On Sherm Radio today, we are talking about employee onboarding, the challenges within, and why a bad onboarding process is overall bad for productivity. But to give us a perspective from the real world, if you will, I have with me Mr. Yuvraj Srivastav, CHRO of Make My Trip. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Srivastav. I'm sure it's been busy times for you. How are you doing?
Thank you so much, Rakesh. Thanks a lot for inviting me. Timings are not great in terms of overall business, but I'm sure one needs to keep the morale levels high and look at the end of the tunnel. And I'm hopeful that things should improve.
And business goes on as usual, even if it is slightly altered, considering we're all living in the new normal, as we are fond of saying, which is precisely why we are returning to one of the first processes of joining any company. Like I told you earlier, we're talking about onboarding. If you can start, Mr. Srivastav, by telling me what onboarding really means to you and the kind of challenges you as CHRO encounter during an onboarding process.
So great, Rakesh. I think, for onboarding for me is the one of the most critical processes which any organization can do for right induction of people into the organization. And you know, I think that we do spend a lot of energy in recruiting and then training people. But if onboarding is given due importance and also due focus, I think it can solve a lot of problems in terms of retention of people, cultural integration of workforce with the organization. So I do hold it in a very, very high in terms of the overall pecking order of people processes. And I think if I would talk about how do I really look at it, I clearly look at onboarding process from the lens of 3 I's. If I have the first I is, this is one of the ways of really including people into the system. Inclusion is very important, and onboarding becomes very important from the inclusion point of view. Second, I for me is information from the organization point of view, and also for the new joiners. And third, I is immersion of the new joiners in the organizational culture and in organizational processes, and how things really work and how things don't work. So I think 3 I's are important, as I said: inclusion, information, and immersion. If these 3 are done well, I think that half of the battle is won in terms of getting people integrated into the organization. And how I look at it, and you know, these three processes are driven in two ways. First is process of pre-onboarding. So there's a onboarding, there's also a process called pre-onboarding. Mm-hmm. And how effectively you do pre-onboarding gives you a clear idea that what sort of people are going to come on board, right? Mm-hmm. And how much of interest they take.
Right.
And second is post-onboarding in terms of induction of people in the system. So I say that in Make My Trip, when we do this, pre-onboarding includes, I'll quickly cover a few of the points. What we do is we ensure that people are connected with their managers before they come on board to understand the role, to understand the manager, know the psyche and all that. We also ensure that the HR connects with an employee before a person is onboarded. We have the process of really welcome mailers, which is called a brace up for the exciting journey, because we are in a travel product company. And we also do it with the help of newsletters and all, which starts getting shared with the people who are going to join.
Right.
And when you look at the second process on information, a lot of information is shared in terms of org history, 20 years back, how did we came into being, and what has been the highlights of the organization, what all big milestones we achieved. And immersion is the process what we do almost within 15 to 30 days after a person's onboarding, physical onboarding, wherein a 5-day session is run, wherein every leadership team member runs a session for the new joiners. So the group of around 40, 50 people go through intense training in the organization's businesses for 4 to 5 days, run by the top leaders of the organization to make them feel comfortable and also give them an opportunity of interacting. So I think from my point of view and from our organization's point of view, GoMMT, what we call it, GoIBIBO, Make My Trip and Redbus, onboarding is one of the most important processes what we run.
Right. And do you find that in your experience of working in different organizations, a less than impressive onboarding process actually has its impact on employee attrition and retention?
Obviously, I think that, you know, first thing what you do when you join an organization, you need to feel welcomed in the organization, right? And there are different ways of welcoming people, right? One is that you go do a lot of soft business aspects. And second is you make a person feel included in the organization. And that you do by giving and sharing a lot of information which you feel a outsider will not know, right? And that's the way. A lot of time organizations, when the induction happens or the immersion happens or the onboarding happens, they spend a lot of time in documentation. Our all documentation gets completed before a person comes on board. Before the date of joining, everything gets completed. So the day you join the organization, the day one itself, you get your laptop, you get your machines, you get your all infrastructure, your iCard, your email ID, everything is already put in place, and within 2 hours you get everything. So I think all these things taken care of, and after that people get on to learning about the organization. And and my experience has been that if you don't do it well, if you don't show that warmth, if you don't show that empowered information to the newcomers, I think they start getting detached right from day one. Or rather, they start creating a perception about the organization right from day one. And then it's a very difficult thing to really get them back to the normal thinking.
So giving that personal touch and making them feel welcome right from day one is super useful. And in this regard, you had also started using podcasts as a medium to sort of welcome new joinees. Can you tell us a little bit about that journey?
See, I think that we started using GoMMT Radio in the organization. And that plays in the morning from 9:30 to 10:30, in the evening from 5:30 to 6:30. And I think that we have variety of programs. So that these are in-house radio programs run by radio jockeys. And you would have many of these programs, you know, feature new joiners. And when you are broadcasted within the organization, you are announced your name, you tell about your choice of music and song, where do you belong to. I think people start getting connected with these guys, right? So I think from podcast point of view, we give opportunity to people to broadcast themselves in the initial month itself. We have specific programs for them in terms of podcast, and I think it goes a long way for people to really understand. I think that I must have really discovered many people having very, very unique skills. When the question is asked that, you know, what are your hobbies? Somebody says that I'm a you know, singer, or I have been trained dancer, I have been a trained artist, or I have been a trained radio jockey. So I think that suddenly you realize, oh my God, it's not that you are only hiring guys who are technology perfect or the product guys. You also have a lot of talented people in the system. And that basically brings in a huge connect with the individuals. And I have gone and really spoken to people. I have told my team, I want to speak to these guys. this fellow writes great poetry. I want to talk to him. And that's personal touch. With the help of podcasts, I think that it pervades all over the organization and people come to know guys instantaneously in 30 minutes time.
Wonderful. How is the onboarding process different now in the times of work from home? Have there been any grand changes that have had to happen in the way you approach this at all?
Rakesh, it is difficult to really replicate the process, which is normally when you are meeting a person face to face and people are coming to the physical office, you take them around, you show them around the office, their workplace. It can't really be replaced, you know, I think. But yes, one has to really manage and one has to really adopt the new normal. We have had such joinings, but all the process which is supposed to be pre-onboarding anyway, it was supposed to be done without getting a person into the system, right? So I think that continues the way it was. Now, what you struggle with is in terms of assigning a mentor or doing the first day session or the immersion programs. But over a period of time, I have also started realizing that, you know, we have been working virtually for so many months that you have not missed people. You still feel that I spoke to this guy yesterday. So it has become a new normal that seeing a person on the screen means meeting a person. So from that point of view, I think it is working out. We have sessions wherein you have people on the screen, around 100 people split over two or three screens. They are part of the immersion programs. We have been trying our best to really ensure that everybody gives a survey polls or gives their opinion. We do a lot of conversations on phone and on the screen with the help of virtual calls. Can't be replaced, but I think that our experience is over a period of time, people get used to. And people have also started doing this virtual immersion also pretty effectively and have started enjoying it for that matter.
My thanks to Mr. Yuvraj Srivastava for his insight into the onboarding process. Like he said, there is nothing more important than that personal touch which makes a new joinee feel welcome. And certainly, podcasts and radio, in the case of Make My Trip, have made that journey a little bit smoother. Here's hoping that you've taken something away from this podcast and certainly a thing or two about how to alter your current onboarding process, especially in the wake of the pandemic that we find ourselves in the midst of. Well, until the next time, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, saying thank you for joining us. And do make sure that you listen to our other podcasts on Sherm Radio. Thank you for joining us.
This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.